Amo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Samane Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nivisesha Sanyavati Vishkati Dezitarane Om Agyanta Midandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Chaksu Samaditan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Vipakadamayam Dadati Sapandantikam Vansha Kaupatu Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyubhasha Patitanam Papinedyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Very much the theme of our retreats, especially this year, seems to be turning to Krishna. And turning to Krishna very much means turning to Krishna's servants. So please, right now, everyone turn to this best of Krishna's servants. Because as both Maharaj and Mataji were saying, this place is extraordinary. Srila Prabhupada even said that even if someone who has no devotion comes to Vrindavan, they will feel separation from Krishna. That's because the veil of the material energy is so thin here, or rather the spiritual potency of the holy land of Vrindavan is so powerful that so much of the reality of Vrindavan comes through. So as you face Gira, just take a minute to just offer perhaps a deep prayer to Giriraj as we begin our retreat. Just 1 minute. You can tell Giriraj your desires, your deepest desires. It's okay. And he speaks any language and every language. So as I read these prayers, just keep your mind on Giriraj, please. Because this time of the day is also a very special time of the day. It's a time where Krishna is just bringing the cows home from the forest. And it's a very joyful time of the day. And this prayer is written by Srila Rupa Goswami. It's called Keshava Astakam. I worship Lord Keshava. Coming back from the forest of Braja, he wears flower earrings, a crown of fully blossomed malati flowers, and a Brahmin thread of small, charming jasmine flowers. I worship Lord Keshava. Coming back from the forest of Braja, he happily calls to his straying Sarabi cows, O Pishangi! O Manikastini! O Pratena Sringi! O Pingekchana! O Madangamuki! O Dumala! O Sabali, Hamsi, Vansi, Priya! This is the perfect cure for depression, by the way. Calling out the name of Krishna's cows. I worship Lord Keshava. Coming back from the forest on the pathways of Braja, with the best of words, he makes his splendidly dressed and affectionate friends, who are all expert at the art of pleasant jokes, smile and laugh. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. His cheeks are licked by the stream of perspiration. He is decorated with pictures drawn in mineral colors from the hill, from Govardhan Hill. And his curling locks of hair deride the splendor of a swarm of black bees. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. With the sweet sound of his flute, he calls the Sarabi cows, who, eager to see their young calves, break the ground with their heavy dancing hoofs. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He beautifies the path with his footprints. He wears a garland of dust raised by the wandering cows, and his garments and peacock feathers move with the waves of the wind. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja. With the playful and sweet music of his flute, he delights the heart of Braja's queen and makes all the gopis in their home happy at heart. He makes the hair of their bodies stand erect with joy. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He is worshipped by the gopis, who mount the roofs of their palaces and meet him on the path with a hundred manner of dancing glances and gentle smiles, as the corner of his eyes wander like large black bees around the gopis. May Vishakha's friend Krishna give transcendental happiness and unwavering love for his lotus feet to the splendidly intelligent persons who attentively read and hear these eight verses, which are a glorious festival. So maybe conclude your moment of prayer to Giriraj, because he is Haridasa Varjo, and his pleasure is satisfying and pleasing the devotees. And then please turn this way when you're finished.